John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I thought Santa Claus was kind of creepy as a kid. He sees you when you're sleeping. We had a guy like that in our neighborhood, and we had him arrested. Every year, my relatives give me one of them Hickory Farm gift baskets. You ever get that? Why was that ever a tradition, Hick? What does that have to do with Christmas? Nothing says happy birthday, Jesus, like a 2-foot meat log and some spicy mustard. I tell you what. Yeah, you eat one of them gift baskets, it'll be your last supper, I guarantee you. And what's with the fruitcake, that piece of crap? Good night. Why is it they can make underwear you can eat, but not a fruitcake?
Who here?
The Don and Mike Show.
Like paying for sex with a bad hooker. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with a bad hooker.
We're back. We're in overtime now. Super double secret probation overtime.
Out of 18 contestants, we've only had one even attempt to rise to the surface, and that's Matt, who took the family to New York and went to the peep show.
The Christmas Big Lie, $1,000. We may not have a winner today. We may roll the money over till tomorrow. We'll give everybody a chance to win something. Let's just see what's going on.
Yeah.
Let's go back to calls. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, name's Jeff from Jersey.
All right, Jeff, what's your big Christmas lie, my friend?
Well, I hope you like self-humiliating stories.
Do we?
Well, we're all about that.
I will certainly try and keep
we're all about self-defecation.
That wasn't that bad.
I know.
My wife and I were doing what husband and wife do, and it had been a while, and so I finished, and she didn't realize it. So she decided she wanted to switch positions and make this a number, if you understand my meaning.
If I may just break in for a moment, what does this have to do with Christmas?
With what?
Christmas.
Oh, God, it's not a Christmas lie, but it's a good one.
It's a good lie?
All right, but still, I mean, we are doing a Christmas lie.
It is the Christmas lie. I mean, but Don, the Christmas lie was forgotten 18 contestants ago.
There you go.
People are now even forgetting that they have to tell lies.
This guy's just calling, what, to tell us a story about...
But he's just finished, and now his wife wants him to get into position. The that special number.
The bad place.
Right.
Exactly. So in order not to disappoint, I said, okay. Meanwhile, if you can only imagine, while I'm down there, things are happening.
Oh,
I'm on the bottom.
I understand what he's saying down there.
And it's
so he finished down there, and then he had to go down there right after he finished.
It was a doogie mess.
Exactly. And I'm on the bottom, so things are starting to get a little wet. And I started losing interest, and I had to end up telling her, "Look, honey, this is not going to happen. I have a full bladder. Let me just go to the bathroom."
All right, bye-bye.
That's the best Christmas story ever.
It didn't even have anything to do with Christmas.
Didn't have any. And he told her.
Yeah.
It wasn't a. Well, it's the no lie longer. Was what? He had a full bladder?
I guess.
A minor sexual problem?
Uh-huh. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Jesus.
Hi
Hello?
There. Hi there. Hey, what's your name?
Christy.
Hi, where are you from, Christy?
Age 9.
I'm from Albuquerque.
Hold on. At this point, I would settle for one wise man. Just one.
We got it right here. All right, Christy, what's your lie, honey?
Well, my husband and I have been married 2 years, and
you have a little baby.
Yeah, I had a newborn actually.
Yeah, I can hear the baby.
Yeah, he's 2 months old. When we got married, I had 2 kids from a previous relationship, and he had a son. And his son was born with brain damage, and he's deaf. And our first Christmas married together, we'd only been married a month, and we really did not have very much money for our family. So, I was raised in the Mormon church, and I hadn't gone to church since I was a teenager, and, you know, really had, I guess, lost a lot of belief in them. So, I called the Mormon church here in Albuquerque and told them that our son had to have brain surgery for his brain damage. So, they actually donated a whole bunch of gifts jokes, and I mean, it actually kind of got a little bit out of hand because I really wasn't expecting them to do as much as they did.
So wait, hold on. So your kid does have brain damage or does not have brain damage?
He does have brain damage, yes.
Okay, all right.
He did not have to have surgery.
Well, why did they give you gifts?
Well, because we had told him that we had to, you know, spend all this money on the surgery and the medical treatment, so we didn't have money for Christmas for our kids.
How long ago was this?
This was the year before last.
All right, so where's
what's
the lie?
What's the stats, the limitation?
What's the lie? What's the lie, though? Because you got gifts from people, and your kid really did have a serious medical condition.
Well, yeah, he didn't have to have the surgery that we told him that we had to spend all the money on, so, you know, we didn't have money for Christmas, and we were going to have to sell my husband's motorcycle in order to have Christmas for our kids, and we really didn't want to do that.
God forbid. So is the lie that you took money from people for an operation that your kid didn't need?
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, who did you call?
The church.
The church, the Mormon
the
church.
The church.
Yeah, no, who do we call to tell?
Well, you have to call the church.
Call the Mormon church.
She wants us to do all the work.
I don't want to do it. Are you kidding?
No, actually, you would have to do it.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Oh, okay.
The way the game works is that we would call whatever church it is and tell them that you are on the phone, and then you would have to say, hey, my name is this lady, and my kid didn't have brain surgery, and I kept the money. How much money did you keep, incidentally?
Well, they had actually, they paid our rent for us because what it was is we told them that we had already spent all the money that we had.
What do you think the total was?
Gosh, it was probably $1,500 in gifts. And they actually for like a week had somebody every night from the church, a member of the church, bring dinner over and everything. So they really went all out.
Yeah. Very giving.
I would almost say I'd like to try to call the church and see if we could really get somebody on the phone from the church. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear her say, my child didn't have the operation.
The child never had to have an operation.
We kept the money. What did you do with the money?
We spent it on Christmas. Is this
like a neighborhood story, or is this a story that would be known enough in the Albuquerque area that people would know this tale, maybe that it was picked up by somebody last year, like, oh, there's a little kid
newspaper
who needs brain surgery, and like look at the communities come together, or is this just...
I don't know. It's definitely known in the church, you know, and then, like, there's several different churches in the city, and I'm sure that, you know, they all know about it, and it was definitely...
What is the statute of limitations on it, and when does it stop becoming a felony? Well, you're laughing, but it is fraud. It's actually defrauding a...
felonious fraud.
I mean, people have done what you've done before.
That's why I was asking if this was kind of a famous story in Albuquerque or not.
Yeah, if it's a big story, you know.
Either way, I love it. I love it.
I really didn't expect it to get as out of hand as it did. I mean, the bishop actually called, wanted to get they call him the high priest.
She's brilliant, isn't she?
To go and give
I love this
for him and everything.
She's just digging her own.
I had to get out of that because
no pun intended graveyard. You know, my God.
I mean, it actually got really out of hand. I wasn't expecting it to go.
At any point, did you ever think when it started getting so out of hand, did you ever think, you know, we should just give some of this stuff back and tell people to stop being so generous?
Well, yeah, but I didn't want
You know, in order to collect the money, you would have to call someone at the church and tell them about your fraud.
If you're willing to do that,
do you think that $1,000 on this contest is worth? Perhaps, I mean, if they get serious
about it, don't
talk
her out of it, Mike.
I'll do it.
That's the spirit.
See, that's where I don't trust her.
Well, we could at least get the church on the phone.
Yeah, but I mean, who's to say she really did this?
Well, I would think. Here's the thing: like, if you were to call my church. They know my name.
Is this a specific church?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm...
Do you attend this church?
Well, I don't attend this area. I was born and raised in the Mormon church, so...
No, wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Wait, I'm asking a specific question.
It's an important question.
Is this a specific church that you dealt with.
Yes.
And do you still attend this specific church?
No, I don't attend.
But see, what I'm saying is, if it's real, even if she doesn't attend, you would call a church, and no matter what the religion is, the rabbi, the priest, whatever, would certainly remember. Oh,
would they remember your name?
There was a kid with a brain problem last year.
Oh, I'm sure. If it's the same bishop there, which it should be, then I'm sure they would.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hold on a second.
We'll see if we can get the number. Hold on.
Wow.
That's a good one.
It's a good one, but it's also, I mean, I don't know.
Statute of limitations varies. It runs from 2 to 6 years, depending on the state, for fraud.
I mean, here's the thing. It's her ass.
Right.
Correct?
Exactly.
I mean, it's incredibly stupid that you would do that and, first off, call a radio show to say that anyway, because people might know who you are.
We have to find out if it's really her. She's a little vague. That's the thing that concerns me. I'm wondering whether she's really telling the truth here.
The only reason I think that she is that you hear this happening on such a larger scale,
right,
with people.
Oh, I mean, you hear people all the time that are doing
this
type of
stories all the time, right? You hear people who are trying to flim-flam people out of money.
Flim-flam. I like that.
Once or twice a
year. The flim-flam man.
All right, well, we got to do a break.
Right.
We got to do a break.
And usually during that break, different information comes to light.
So here's what we'll do. We'll find out if, in fact, she's got a name and a street address for this church.
Right.
For this Mormon church in Albuquerque.
Right. And maybe a name and a street address for her.
And we'll see if we can call and make something happen. And if not, this is all going to roll over to tomorrow's show.
Very good.
Right.
Okay.
It took 20 contestants.
But just in case.
It's Christy with the non-operation for the brain damaged kid.
Let's keep her information on the line for everybody else that's listened to this entire mess today.
You know what I'm thinking? Are you ready for a real interesting twist?
Yes, sir.
I don't doubt that maybe they've got a brain damaged kid. Mm-hmm. And I don't doubt that maybe they said they had a brain damaged kid to the church.
No, he's not retarded.
Here's the real horrible thing. I think she might be lying about lying to the church. She might be lying to us to get another $1,000. I think she might have just gone to the church and said, we've got this kid that we need to support.
I think she
needs to be questioned more.
Then she's the perfect contestant, isn't she?
She's the flawless contestant. Something's going on. There's more to this than meets the eye.
Okay, we got a break. We're going to find out information about this lady. Now, if you have been listening to the whole show today, on top of the $1,000 that we may or may not give to this lady, call her number 100 right now at 877-365-3636. One question about something that happened early in today's show to a random caller, $1,000 to that person.
Very good.
If they get the question right.
Serious money.
And if this lady gives us the name of the church and we call the church and she rats herself out, she gets $1,000.
Wow. And she better give it to the church.
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.